Chapter 4. Pay Top of the Market. Offer Rockstar Pay. In the first few years of Netflix, we were growing fast and needed to hire more software engineers. I now understood that high talent density was important for success, so we looked for the top performers in the job market. Many of these people worked for Google, Apple, and Facebook, and they were paid a lot. We didn't have enough money to attract many of them. But as an engineer, I knew about the Rockstar principle in software. It's an idea that came from research in 1968. 9 computer engineers had tasks to complete in 120 minutes. The researchers were surprised that the best engineer was very much better and faster than the worst. I could choose 10 to 25 okay engineers for a project, or I could hire one rock star and pay him or her a lot more than all the other engineers if necessary. Then, I started thinking that there are rock stars in all creative jobs. Patty and I put all the jobs at Netflix into 2 groups, creative and non-creative. If you're hiring someone for a non-creative job, a window cleaner or driver, the best employee might be worth twice as much as an okay one. A really good driver might have 50% fewer accidents. But usually, for non-creative jobs, if the pay is okay, your company will do very well. At Netflix, most of our jobs need employees to innovate and be creative. And rockstar creative employees are worth much more than okay employees. In 2003, we decided that, for any non-creative job, pay must be middle of the job market. But for all creative jobs, we could pay one great employee at the top of the market. We could have a small team with one well-paid person doing the work of many. This is how we now hire most employees at Netflix, and we have innovated a lot more quickly and achieved a lot more because of it. Managing people is hard and takes a lot of work. Managing employees who are only performing okay is harder and takes longer. By keeping our team small and full of high-performing employees, each manager has fewer and better people to manage, so they all do a better job. It's not just what you pay, it's also how you pay it.
Reed's idea sounds great, but if you're a new company, will top performers want to work for you, even if you can pay them well? In 2018, Office Team Research found that 44% of 2,800 workers will change their jobs for more pay. But how you pay is important too. At most companies, highly paid employees have pay and a bonus, money paid if they perform well or achieve things for the company. When Reed and Patty were trying to attract rock stars to Netflix, they wanted to offer something different. Bonuses are bad for flexibility.
In 2003, at about the same time that I learned about the Rockstar principle, we learned that bonuses are bad for business. Patty and I wanted to tell managers about our plans for their bonuses. Leslie Kilgore was our chief marketing officer. She was responsible for selling Netflix around the world. Patty and I wanted to tell Leslie about the bonus we planned to give her for finding new subscribers, but she explained that things were different now. Keeping old subscribers was more important than finding new ones. I learned from Leslie that it wasn't a good idea to give our employees a bonus in December for something we decided back in January. The problem is that employees will think about the bonus and not see what is best for the company now. High performers always want to do well and will try hard if they have a bonus or not.
Research shows that bonuses work for people doing everyday tasks. But performance goes down if you offer bonuses for creative work. It's easy to understand this because your mind needs to feel free to do creative work. If you're thinking about your bonus, you won't have your best and most innovative ideas.
This is true at Netflix. People are most creative when they have enough pay not to worry. But people are not as creative when they don't know if they'll get paid a bonus. Good pay, not bonuses, is good for innovation. The big surprise was how much more top talent we could attract without paying bonuses. People think you won't be competitive if you don't offer a bonus. We have found the opposite is true. Pay more than other companies. Just after deciding to pay what was necessary to hire and keep the best employees, we found Devin, who was just right for a job at Netflix. But he wanted almost twice the pay of the other people on the team. I asked three questions. 1, was there anybody on the team good enough to take the job Devin left at Apple? No. 2, could 3 present employees make the same changes that Devin could make? No. 3, could putting Devin into the place of some of our present employees be good for the company? Yes. We made the right decision to pay Devin more than any of our competitors, and he stayed. We have since done the same thing for other new employees.
Staying on top. At first, top pay will motivate a new employee. But quite soon, competitors will start offering higher pay, and you may lose him. Companies usually look at how much they're paying their own employees, not at what an employee is worth on the market. Employees get more money if they change companies than if they stay. But how does any manager know all the time what top of the market is for each of her employees? When recruiters call, ask, how much?
We told all our employees they should take calls from recruiters and tell us what they learned. Then we told all managers to use this information and not to wait for employees to come to them with a competitor's offer. If an employee's market worth goes up and we don't want to lose her, then her pay must go up too.
Most companies are angry if their employees have interviews for other jobs. Netflix doesn't see it this way. The rule at Netflix when recruiters call is, before you say no thanks, ask how much.